The skin felt dry and warm, with a pebbled texture of a football. Ralph gave a little squeak as Grant petted it. Outside the bars, its thick tail swung back and forth with pleasure.
He's pretty tame.
Ralph looked from Lex to Grant as it ate and showed no sign of fear. It reminded Grant that the dinosaurs didn't have ordinary responses to people.
Maybe I can ride him, Lex said.
Let's not.
I bet he'd let me, Lex said. It'd be fun to ride a dinosaur.
Grant looked out the bars past the animal to the open fields of the sauropod compound. It was growing lighter every minute. He should go outside, he thought, and set off one of the motion sensors on the field above. After all, it might take the people in the control room an hour to get out here to him, and he didn't like the idea that the phones were still down. He heard a deep snorting sound, like the snort of a very large horse, and suddenly the baby became agitated. It tried to pull its head back through the bars, but got caught on the edge of its frill, and it squeaked in fright. The snorting came again. It was closer this time. Ralph reared up on its hind legs, frantic to get out from between the bars. It wriggled its head back and forth, rubbing against the bars.
"Ralph, take it easy," Lex said.
"Push him out," Grant said. He reached up to Ralph's head and leaned against it, pushing the animal sideways and backward. The frill popped free, and the baby fell outside the bars, losing its balance and flopping on its side. Then the baby was covered in shadow, and a huge leg came into view, thicker than a tree trunk. The foot had five curved toenails like an elephant's. Ralph looked up and squeaked. A head came down into view, 6 feet long, with three long white horns, one above each of the large brown eyes, and a smaller horn at the tip of the nose. It was a full-grown triceratops. The big animal peered at Lex and Grant, blinking slowly, and then turned its attention to Ralph. A tongue came out and licked the baby. Ralph squeaked and rubbed up against the big leg happily.
"Is that his mom?" Lex said.
"Looks like it," Grant said.
"Should we feed the mom too?" Lex said.
But the big triceratops was already nudging Ralph with her snout, pushing the baby away from the bars. "Guess not." The infant turned away from the bars and walked off. From time to time, the big mother nudged her baby, guiding it away as they both walked out into the fields.
"Goodbye, Ralph,"
Lex said, waving. Tim came out of the shadows of the building. "Tell you what," Grant said, "I'm going up on the hill to set off the motion sensors so they'll know to come get us. You two stay here and wait for me."
"No,"
Lex said.
"Why?
Stay here, it's safe here."
"You're not leaving us," she said. "Right, Timmy?"
"Right," Tim said. "Okay," Grant said. They crawled through the bars, stepping outside. It was just before dawn. The air was warm and humid, the sky soft pink and purple. A white mist clung low to the ground. Some distance away, they saw the mother triceratops and the baby moving away toward a herd of large duck-billed hadrosaurs eating foliage from trees at the edge of the lagoon. Some of the hadrosaurs stood knee-deep in the water. They drank, lowering their flat heads, meeting their own reflections in the still water. Then they looked up again, their heads swiveling. At the water's edge, one of the babies ventured out, squeaked, and scrambled back while the adults watched indulgently. Farther south, other hadrosaurs were eating the lower vegetation. Sometimes they reared up on their hind legs, resting their forelegs on the tree trunks so they could reach the leaves on higher branches. And in the far distance, a giant apatosaur stood above the trees, the tiny head swiveling on the long neck. The scene was so peaceful, Grant found it hard to imagine any danger.
"Yow!"
Lex shouted, ducking. Two giant red dragonflies with 6-foot wingspans hummed past them.
"What was that?"
"Dragonflies," he said. "The Jurassic was a time of huge insects."
"Do they bite?"
Lex said. "I don't think so," Grant said. Tim held out his hand. One of the dragonflies lighted on it. He could feel the weight of the huge insect.
"He's gonna bite you,"
Lex warned. But the dragonfly just slowly flapped its red-veined, transparent wings, and then, when Tim moved his arm, flew off again.
"Which way do we go?"
Lex said. "There." They started walking across the field. They reached a black box mounted on a heavy metal tripod, the first of the motion sensors. Grant stopped and waved his hand in front of it back and forth, but nothing happened. If the phones didn't work, perhaps the sensors didn't work either. "We'll try another one," he said, pointing across the field. Somewhere in the distance, they heard the roar of a large animal.